Mr. Allen, would you like to come forward? Senator Allen on SB 888. This is it. And you enjoy a due pass recommendation from the chair, Senator Allen.
It is being re-referred to NIG.
And it's being re-referred. And once again.
Thank you, Senator. All right. So thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. This is part of a package of bills that were introduced in the Senate in response to the massive methane leak at the Aliso Canyon storage facility. And as you, okay, so you want me to be quick? All right. Well, basically, the bill requires, the bill seeks to address we had a big problem with the unified command structure with regards to the response to the leak, and it seeks to address this issue by designating the Office of Emergency Services as the lead point of contact for any future leaks. It also requires the penalties or fines assessed by the PUC to go into a new gas storage facility leak mitigation account to be used directly to mitigate the methane emissions from the leak. And so it's a good bill. I'm happy to answer any particular questions about it, but I understand that people want me to be quick. So there we are. I have testimony from the Union of Concerned Scientists here to speak to the bill, too.
Sure.
Now, mine is going in and out. Yeah, I think you're right. Come on up. It's on now. Perfect.
Nice to see you.
I'm Bill Alio with the Environmental Working Group. This is a multifaceted problem with a lot of solutions. This is a good bill to take care of one aspect. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next.
This is Eddie Miranda on behalf of Sierra Club California in support.
I'm happy to support as well. Next.
He's with my staff.
She's with your staff. Mr. Senator Allen, would you like to close?
I respectfully ask for an aye vote and appreciate the recommendation of the chair.
Thank you, Senator, and I'm sorry. Is there any opposition to the bill? I'm sorry, I have a very bad cold, so I'm trying to get it together. Any opposition? All right. Senator Allen, would you like to close?
Respectfully, yes, or I vote.
Very good. Okay.
And the chair's scarf.
It's been appropriately moved.
Establish a quorum first.
Let's establish a quorum. That's good. Let's do that.
Hall?
Present.
Hall present. Berryhill? Block? Block present. Gaines? Gaines present. Galgiani? Glazer?
Present.
Glazer present. Hernandez?
Here.
Hernandez present. Hill?
Here.
Hill present. Hueso? Lara? McGuire?
Here.
McGuire present. Runner? Vidak. Vidak present.
Okay, and now we'll take that bill up. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Motion is due pass and re-refer to the Committee on Energy, Utilities, and Communications. Hall?
Yes.
Hall aye. Berryhill? Block? Block aye. Gaines? Galgiani? Glazer?
Aye.
Glazer, aye. Hernandez? Hill?
Here. Aye.
Hill, aye. Hueso? Lara? McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Runner? Vidak? Has five. Hernandez, aye. Has six. Needs one more.
Okay. That bill has, how many?
Six.
Has six votes. We need one more. We'll keep the roll open for the absent members.
Thank you, Senator, and I just
please.
Just want to mention that we do have a Republican co-author, Assemblymember Scott Wilk, who's from that district.
Perfect. Thank you, Senator. Thank you for this great bill.
Should have mentioned that earlier.
Thank you. It's bipartisan members, so hopefully the other Republican members of the committee would find it in their heart to support before we close the roll. All right. Senator Allen, hopefully, why don't you reopen that and take the vote, please?
Current vote is 6-0 on SB 888 Allen. Absent members Berryhill, Gaines, Galgiani, Hueso, Lara, Hueso aye, Lara, Runner, Vidak. 7-0.
All right, so you have enough votes, we'll just keep it open, okay?
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator. Okay, Senator Huff, Mr. Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. Good morning. I'd like to start by accepting the committee amendments offered in the analysis. I'd also like to ask that we add co-authors to you, Mr. Chairman, and the Senate Pro Tem De Leon, who graciously offered to co-author. Powdered alcohol, also known as palcohol, is a new product coming to market throughout the nation. This bill seeks to ban the product from sale in California. Powdered alcohol is a free, dried version of alcohol that comes in a small pouch. It's equivalent to a shot of alcohol. The crystallized formulation becomes a cocktail once mixed with water or another liquid. The ease of this substance presents an array of potential health problems in California, as it can be snorted, added to energy drinks, slipped unknowingly to recipients, or even added to beverages already contain alcohol in an attempt to create a dangerously potent concoction. To date, 28 states have taken action to ban or restrict the sale of this dangerous product. Because a new drug can be easily sold and transferred, this is a prime product for abuse by children and teenagers. Alcohol-related harm to California youth can represent itself in different ways, including death, injuries, assaults, sexual violence, unsafe sex, suicide attempts, and academic problems. Permitting the sale of powdered alcohol in California sends a wrong message to youth and young adults about responsible drinking. Although labeling was approved by the U.S. Alcohol, Tobacco, Tax, and Trade Bureau in 2014, it's now incumbent on each state to decide if the product should be sold in their respective areas. SB 819 will ban the sale of powdered alcohol in California. I'd like to yield some of my time, Mr. Chairman, to the principal co-author of the bill, who's also carrying a companion measure in the Assembly, Assemblywoman Jackie Irwin.
Thank you, Senator. Assemblywoman.
Mr. Chair and committee members, and first of all, I would like to thank the chair for being a co-author on this bill and for Senators Huff's collaboration with me on the companion bill, AB 1554. Youth binge drinking and alcohol-related deaths are epidemic in California. A 2013 study from the CDC found that societal costs for binge drinking are higher in California than anywhere else in the country, over $32 billion in just one year. Over 10,500 people die in California annually from excessive alcohol use. The introduction of a new form of alcohol that's easily conceivable, concealable and attractive to youth is just going to exacerbate this problem. SB 819 and AB 1554 will ban powdered alcohol before the product hits the market so that these astounding statistics do not grow further. The threat by powdered alcohol is very similar to the fight against alcoholic energy drinks just a few years ago. Despite concerns from parents, law enforcement, and health advocates, elected officials did not take action till these substances resulted in deadly overdoses and injuries. Let's not let that happen again. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you, Assemblywoman. Senator, you have witnesses here in support.
Yes, we do, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, this bill enjoys Senator Dupas' recommendation. I'm happy to be a co-author of this piece of legislation as well. Who would you like to go first, Senator?
Well, they have worked out a lineup, and that was code speak for keep it short.
Thank you so much. My Chairman Hall and members of the committee, I am Richard Zaldivar, the founder and the executive director of the Wallace Memorials Project of Los Angeles. I'm also speaking today as a co-chair of the California Alcohol Policy Alliance, a new statewide coalition dedicated to preventing alcohol-related harm statewide. SB 819 is a straightforward, simple piece of legislation that bans the sale and possession of powdered alcohol with a small fine. If we do not join the other 28 states which have already banned this product, then our children will get their hands on it. They then could easily be injured or hospitalized from abuse. Powder or crystallized alcohol is not new, but the newest marketing push of the product called palcohol, which is clearly designed to attract underage youth. It was federally approved for an easy-to-hide and easy-to-steal package that resembles Kool-Aid in a juice squeeze-sized container. Just like this packet here. The powder could be snorted or sprinkled on food like ice cream or jello. It could be snuck into concert venues, onto airplanes, or even into schools. With less water than advised, it could become a high-potency drink. There is no doubt that this product is really meant for the youth of our community. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates that each year in California alone, over 500 youth die from alcohol-related causes, mostly from homicides and motor vehicle deaths. This is followed by suicides and alcohol poisoning. Underage drinking costs California $3.5 billion annually. Please pass SB 819 to prevent youth alcohol-related deaths and injuries from rising. Thank you for your time, your consideration, and your leadership in this matter.
Mr. Chair and members, Kat DuBerg with the Health Officers Association of California. I'll keep it brief. California's physician health officers see the entire community as their patient. And we urge you to protect California's communities by supporting this bill and banning this dangerous product.
Very good. Thank you for your testimony.
John Lovell on behalf of the California College and University Police Chiefs Association. It's an ugly reality that much of the public safety issues that take place on campuses are alcohol involved. This will exacerbate that problem. We commend Senator Huff for bringing this forward. In addition to the college and university police chiefs, this bill enjoys the support of the Association for LA Deputy Sheriffs, California Association of Code Enforcement Officers, California Narcotic Officers, LA County Professional Peace Officers Association, LA Police Protective League, and the Riverside Sheriffs Association, all in support in alphabetical order.
Thank you. Lieutenant.
Hi, Lieutenant Wayne Billowin on behalf of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. We're also in support of the bill and urge your support.
Thank you. Others in support, please come up and state your name, organization, and your position.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Chris Walker on behalf of the California Craft Brewers Association in support of the bill.
Thank you for your testimony.
Dennis Sloper on behalf of the California Beer and Beverage Distributors in support.
Thank you.
Morning, Mr. Chair and members. Corey Salzillo here on behalf of the California State Sheriff's Association in support.
Thank you.
Louis Brown on behalf of the California Consortium of Addiction Programs and Professionals in support.
Thank you.
Michelle Gibbons with the County Health Executives Association representing local health departments throughout California in support.
Thank you for being here.
Mark Carlson, Lutheran Office of Public Policy in support.
Thank you.
Reverend Butler from the California Council on Alcohol Problems in support.
Thank you, Reverend.
Jorge Castillo from the Los Angeles Alcohol and Drug Policy Alliance in support.
Thank you for your testimony. Any others in support, please come forward.
Bruce Livingston, Alcohol Justice, we support. Thank you.
Thank you. Any others in support? Is there any opposition? Please come forward. Any comments on readiness from the members? Comments? Yes, Senator Gaines. Yeah, we're having mic problems up here.
Great. Senator Huff, thank you for bringing this forward. I was wondering if there was a statistic mentioned of the number of deaths. Was that for California for alcohol abuse? Is that California?
The statistic I have here is for societal costs for binge drinking in California.
Okay, so that would be, now would that be separate from automobile related deaths? I'm just trying to get some proportion.
Yeah, I would imagine it's probably combined.
Okay. Yeah, well, thank you for bringing this forward. It's clearly an issue. When I look at automobile deaths nationally at about 30,000, and if we've got 10,500 dying as a result of abuse of alcohol just here in California, we've got a crisis on our hands. So I am supportive. Thank you.
Any other comments concerning Dr. Hernandez? Yes, mic problems.
I'll be supporting the bill. My biggest concern that I have for an issue like this is the marketing to kids, and especially in the flavored alcohols or the flavored drink mixes, because I think they do it to disguise it and try to get, you know, young individuals who aren't 21, you know.
Right.
But anyway, I'm supportive. Oop, there it goes.
Now they won't write exactly. Any others, members, senators? Can you tell us any other state? Is there another state that has actually banned this product? If you can tell us what those states are.
28 states. I don't have an exhaustive list of them, but it was 27 when we started this process. So they're banned and I don't have the breakout of how many have actually banned versus regulated.
Perfect.
Most of them have banned.
Perfect. All right. Is there a motion? It's been appropriately moved by Senator Glazier. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Motion is due pass as amended and re-refer to appropriations. Hall?
Aye.
Hall, aye. Berryhill? Block? Block, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Galgiani? Glazer?
Aye.
Glazer, aye. Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Weso?
Aye.
Weso, aye. Lara? McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Runner?
Aye.
Runner, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye. 10-0.
All right. That has 10 votes. We'll keep the roll open for other senators to add on.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Congratulations. Senator McGuire, SB 937.
Well, good morning, Mr. Chair and committee members. Thank you for allowing us this opportunity. I want to say thank you to the chairman and the amazing committee staff for the diligence and hard work on this analysis. September 12th of 2015 was arguably the worst day in modern history for the county of Lake. Lake County is located in the hills between the I-5 corridor and the coast. The county is rural, isolated, and severely economically challenged. In fact, Lake County is the poorest county in the state of California. In 2015 represented a tough year for the people of Lake. Three major wildland fires, the Rocky, the Jerusalem, and the Valley, rocked Lake's tight-knit communities to the core. In fact, the three massive wildfires that hit the county comprised of 52% of fire activity responded by CAL FIRE crews the entire fire season. The Valley Fire was by far the worst of the three, and gotta say, I have never seen anything like it. Got up to the county around midnight on the 12th, met up with the sheriff who is here today, and we saw what would be described as a bit of a living hell. Everything was on fire. Cars were abandoned on highways and on roads. People had to literally ditch their cars and run, and every house was ablaze. In total, the deadly Valley Fire has become the third worst wildland fire in this state's history, scorching 76,000 acres, causing $1.2 billion in damage. 1,330 homes were lost. 1,900 businesses and agricultural buildings were lost. Four residents lost their lives. And at the peak of the Valley Fire, 48 acres were burning every minute. The communities of Middletown and Anderson Springs and Cobb, I still get emotional thinking about it, were nearly wiped off the face of the earth, and 20,000 had to be evacuated, which is why both the governor and the president declared disasters. The recovery and rebuilding efforts are long and complicated, especially since most of the property tax drivers in South Lake County no longer exist. So all the major properties that were driving property tax revenue for South Lake County, they're gone. And the state has stepped up to help backfill some of those taxes, but we have a long way to go. Neighbors are resilient and beginning the long push to get their lives back together. That said, people of Lake are proud, and the last thing they want is to ask for assistance. But the need is great, which is why we're advancing this bill with Assemblymember Bill Dodd. It's a lifeline to those residents who desperately need partnership, and here's what the bill would do. It would fund 100% of the non-federal financial disaster assistance. So right now, the feds come in, and they pick up 75% of all of the recovery costs. The state then picks up the remaining 25%, and the local county needs to pick up 25%, that final 25% that the state picks up. What this bill would do is cover the full 25% that the county would be due, and essentially would not have a local share, which would be approximately $2 to $3 million for the county of Lake. And I say $2 to $3 million because we know for sure it's $2 million for the Valley Fire, and it's going to be between $500,000 and $1 million for both the Jerusalem and the Rocky, but we're still waiting for final estimates from the BOE. As pointed out in the analysis, the county is going to need to, in order to receive these funds, the county will need to amend their general plan and conduct a hazard mitigation plan. That was a Hancock bill back in 06. This mitigation plan is going to be going to the Board of Supervisors to be embedded in their general plan within the next 90 days. Good. Mr. Chair, I'm sorry about going on for so long, but I really appreciate the patience, sir. And we have Supervisor Rob Brown, Chair of the Board of Supervisors, here today, Lake County Sheriff Brian Martin, and Jim Comiskey, who's President of the South Lake Fire Protection District.
Please, thank you. Who would you like to go first, Senator?
Supervisor Brown, the Chairman, and then the Sheriff,
Supervisor.
Please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. This coming Saturday marks 6 months since the Valley Fire began. It marks 6 months since the life of our community changed forever. And while we know that it will never be the same, We are nonetheless determined to rebuild our communities and hold up as an example to the rest of the world our new normal. To put things into perspective, the loss of over 1,300 homes that we suffered would be the same as losing nearly 100,000 homes in Sacramento, or losing nearly 500,000 homes in the greater Los Angeles area where you call home, Mr. Chair. The main difference is that between the three of us here that are testifying before you, we probably know every single person that was affected by this devastating event. We lost four of our citizens in this horrible event, and as terrible as that is, had it not been for the leadership of Sheriff Martin working with our law enforcement and firefighters, we would have certainly lost hundreds more. Two of our major resorts were destroyed in the fire. That meant the loss of hundreds of jobs, the loss of money to our local economy, and the loss of hundreds of thousands of dollars annually to our local government in transient occupancy tax. With a discretionary budget in our general fund being only $32 million, Lake County is the poorest in the state, and the non-passage of SB 937 would mean the potential elimination of 11 of our 39 deputies that we already struggle to get by with. It would mean the elimination, could mean the elimination of 14 of our 29 probation officers, deputy probation officers, or the elimination of our parks maintenance program and the aquatic weed program on Clear Lake. It could mean the elimination of a road maintenance program within the fire area. We don't have much in Lake County, but the things we do have, we appreciate. We don't have a big gang problem in these communities, but we do have 4-H and FFA. We don't have a lot of traffic or commute issues, but we do take our kids and horses to the rodeo grounds in Middletown on Friday nights. We lost nearly 2,000 businesses and residents 6 months ago, but the first of what we hope to be hundreds of homes to be constructed was completed and moved into last Friday on Cobb Mountain. Just as the first home gives us hope, I respectfully ask for the passage of Senate Bill 937 so that our small county, with simple means, can continue to rebuild with the resources that this bill will provide.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and board members. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to this issue. On the afternoon of September 12, 2015, I was attending my youngest son's first football game of the season. On our way there, I saw a small wisp of smoke on Cobb Mountain on my way to the game. In less than an hour, that wisp of smoke had grown to a dark and ominous cloud. I spent the next 2 weeks working nearly around the clock with law enforcement and firefighters from across the state. During the first night of the fire, Senator McGuire joined me to view the incident and the damage. At approximately 3 in the morning, we ended up at the fire command post in Middletown, which was surrounded on all sides by fire. As we were briefed by other first responders, we could hear the roar of the fire. It sounded like a combination of a jet engine and a freight train coming right through downtown. The damage it left behind was worse than both of those two machines could have done together. We listened as propane tanks exploded all around us. It was clear that we were in a battle zone and the Valley Fire was destroying our community. During one of my initial media interviews, I stated that the Valley Fire was the worst thing that ever happened to Lake County. At that time, I was not sure that such a bold statement was accurate. As we now know, it certainly was. The destruction that was brought on by this fire was nearly complete. I've worked disasters including floods, hurricanes, and earthquakes. While the damage from those natural disasters is often widespread, nothing can completely destroy, consume, and eliminate people's lives, belongings, and memories like a fire. Where once stood beautiful mountain homes, now there only remain concrete foundations, melted glass, burned out frames of cars, and piles of melted metal. The effects of this fire will be long-lasting on Lake County, the poorest county in the state, as you've heard. I'm here to ask your help as our neighbors in this community that we call California to support this legislation. The people of Lake County did not ask, nor did they anticipate we would ever fall victim to the third most devastating fire in California's history. In a county where poverty is rampant, opportunities are sparse, and economic challenges severely restrict the local government's ability to deliver services, passage of this bill will be a welcome hand up. The legislation will not eliminate the devastation that we have felt in our county, but it will certainly help to ease the impact. With that, I respectfully request your support of Senate Bill 937.
Thank you for your testimony.
Thank you. Good morning, distinguished members of this board. Again, I'm Jim Comiskey. I'm the president of board of directors for the South Lake County Fire Protection District, which is ground zero for the Valley Fire of September 12th last year. I'm a lifelong member or lifelong resident of the Cobb Mountain area, and I'm also 40 years in the fire service profession. The Valley Fire, we hear about numbers. We'll talk about the numbers. You know, obviously there was, 1,958 structures lost, 76,000 acres. 40,000 of those in the first 12 hours. It's amazing. And those are just numbers. And it's hard to put quantify those. Those numbers don't quantify the amount of damage that was done to our home, and not to mention that half of the tax base of the South Lake County Fire Protection District burnt to the ground. However, these numbers don't quantify. The fire grew so fast and with such intensity that in my 40 years, I have never, ever seen a fire move downhill, downslope, that time of the day with that ferocity that it came into off of Cobb into Middletown. Generally, we would see that uphill with the wind behind it, with the fuels behind it, at the right time of the day. We've never seen anything like this, and it's going to be studied for years and decades to come because we're going to figure out how that happened. We're already in a depressed economy in Lake County, obviously the poorest county in the state. And we thrive on various industries, the agricultural industry up there. We have the tourist industry, with the lake and all that. But now we're looked at as the county that burned to the ground with the three fires. The homes that were lost, as Supervisor Brown pointed out, every one of us knows to the person, the homes that were lost, the families that we knew. These homes built in the 50s, 60s now have to be brought up to code. These water systems that supported these homes now that were just having tap water now have to have fire sprinklers due to the codes of today's standards. They're incapable of hosting those. We're looking at all those sorts of challenges financially. Families are forced to live in rentals far from where the plot of land that they used to call home is a pile of ash and concrete. The scars forever etched. And when we say people fled, as the sheriff said, as the supervisor said, and as Senator McGuire said, cars were abandoned in the middle of the road. It looked like a war zone. And it still does to places. You can't imagine the depth of the destruction. The fire district now, we're looking at what do we do, how do we support our fire budget based completely on tax basis of half of our district was burned to the ground. How do we fund that years out, providing emergency medical services and fire suppression activities? The state's been helpful, but we still need more help. And supporting SB 937 is going to give us that ability in the county. The recovery and the rebuild is going on, and it's invigorating. The first house occupied on Friday, and a friend of all of ours that was able to do that. But we're far from being normal, and it's going to be the new norm. And what we knew is we're looking to the state for your support of SB 937 and give us that ability to find a new sense of normal and move on from this disaster. So I respectfully ask your support, and thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Any others in support, please come up, state your name, organization, and your position.
Sure. Kara Martinson on behalf of the California State Association of Counties in strong support.
Thank you.
Mary Pitto with Rural County Representatives of California in strong support.
Thank you.
Vanessa Kahina on behalf of the Wine Institute in strong support.
Thank you. Any others in support? Any others in any present in opposition? Members, comments, concerns on readiness? Yes, Senator Gaines.
Is this going? We got it? Okay, great. Thank you. Senator McGuire, appreciate you bringing this forward. And I try to relate it to my district. I mean, we have similar districts. Yeah. And, you know, we had a devastating fire in Weed that burned down half the homes in the town, and happened very quickly. We had the Angora fire in my district in the Tahoe region that burned over 250 homes down. El Rock County, Lassen County, I've had them all over my district too. So I'm trying to rationalize in my mind what is the difference from the fires that I've had in my district versus yours. And if you could help clarify that for me, number one. And then number two, how would that money be spent? So, you know, I've had devastating fires in my district, and there was no special compensation made by the state in those fires. So just help me clarify that in my mind.
Absolutely. So in regards to my own editorial, I don't know if there's any difference. We actually went into Weed to be able to look at how the state has come to the assistance of Weed. Office of Emergency Services has been embedded in there. Millions of dollars actually have flowed into Weed from the state into the feds. What this would do is simply backfill those dollars that the county would have to be able to produce. The reason why we're advancing this, and any member of the legislature can, the only time that we have seen a measure like this not be signed by the governor was during the deep recession when the tsunami hit the Del Norte Harbor. But whether Republicans and Democrats alike, when there is a significant disaster in the state and the legislation has been advanced, the legislature has always passed. The one time where the governor has not signed is during the deep recession.
Okay.
Now, I will say the way the money is going to be spent is on recovery. So there's tens of millions of dollars of need when it comes to public infrastructure to be able. We can't rebuild right now 119 of the 250 homes that were burned down in the community of Anderson Springs because of leach lines. So they're built right on the creek. So there's a $7.5 million wastewater collection system that has to be built to actually rebuild these homes. And there aren't the dollars to cover that because OES and the feds only cover status quo. So they will rebuild to what was there before, but they can't enhance it.
All right. Any other questions? Any other questions? We have a responsibility. I don't have any family members in Lake County, but I do. None of us, probably very few of us, have family members in Lake County, but when you think about it, we all have family members in Lake County. And we have a responsibility to make sure that we provide some level of relief, particularly when it's one of the poorest counties in the region. And I think it's called having some humanity for those without. And any member of this body of the legislature can put forth a bill if they so deem necessary to provide relief for their constituency. And so, you know, because one didn't and the other did doesn't mean that it's not necessary, right? This is our prerogative as members of this honorable body to make sure we put forth legislation to support our constituency, particularly when there's a need. And so I want to thank you personally, Senator, for caring enough for your community to do so and for bringing this piece of legislation forward. Again, I don't have family in Lake, but I do have family in Lake because this is California, and this is what we do. We take care of our own when there's a need. This is a devastating situation. Lives will have been impacted adversely and perhaps will never recover, some of them. And I know that. I've dealt with situations like this in Los Angeles during, not a fire, but yet fires during the riots down in Los Angeles, where families were devastated, never recovered, structures, buildings, businesses, lit a fire, right? And still today, we still have harm in areas that have not been cured as a result. And so I'm happy to move this piece of legislation forward. I believe Senator Ricardo Lara has moved this bill, and I'll ask for a roll call. We it's been moved. We asked for a roll call.
You interrupted the testimony of Senator McGuire.
I think you're coming to a close, correct?
I am.
Very good. Thank you.
Call motion is due pass and re-refer to appropriations. Hall?
Aye.
Hall, aye. Berryhill?
Aye.
Berryhill, aye. Block?
Aye.
Block, aye. Gaines? Aye. Gaines, aye. Galgiani? Glazer?
Aye.
Glazer, aye. Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Waso?
Aye.
Waso, aye. Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Runner?
Aye.
Runner, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye.
Okay. 12-0, that bill's out. Congratulations. Thank you for your testimony, and please give my best to your constituents.
Mr. Chairman, you always have family in Lake County.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. We'll open the roll on item 1, SB 819, Huff. Please call the absent members.
Current vote is 10-0. Absent members, Berryhill?
Aye.
Berryhill, aye. Galgiani? Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. That's 12-0.
Okay. That bill is out. Madam Secretary, please call the roll on SB 888, item 2 from Allen.
Current vote is 7-0. Absent members, Berryhill? Gaines? Galgiani? Waso? Or sorry, I have you, Waso. Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. Runner? Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye. 9-0.
Okay, 9-0. That bill's out. We'll keep the roll open for 3 minutes for the absent members to come. And by the way, the hearing that was scheduled today has been postponed. The department has chosen to hold off on presentation until some of their administrative issues have been resolved. And so you know, we have to postpone the hearing until such time as it is reposted. Okay? All right. Thank you.
Did you say you're going to hold it open?
We'll hold the roll open for 3 minutes for the absent members. Can the sergeants call Gal? Yes. Madam Secretary, we'll lift the call on all the items and report out the vote, please.
SB 819, current vote is 12-0. Absent member Galgiani. That's 12-0.
12-0, that bills out.
SB 888, current vote is 9-0. Absent members Berryhill, Gaines, Galgiani, Runner. That's 9-0.
9-0, that bills out.
And SB 937, current vote is 12-0. Absent member Galgiani. That's 12-0.
Okay, 12-0. That bills out. Thank you. We're adjourned.